Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Listen, firstly, good morning. I hope you're all right today. Where did we find you? Are you in Londingham or where are you?
I'm in Londingham, right under the BT Tower, under the blazing London sun.
Yeah, and we're having beautiful weather as well, which is handy because that takes us nicely into Beckett. Did you see the way I did that? Because you'll be...
I like that.
Linkage, buried up to your waist in with the sun beating down. Are you looking forward to this? Because Beckett is, as Vanessa said, not always a bundle of laughs.
No, well, this is it, and he should be a bundle of laughs.
Yes.
He should be a bundle of laughs. If done correctly, you're laughing with him in the abyss. Yeah, no, I am looking forward to it, even though I'm having many nightmares at the moment.
Why?
Oh, it's a very dark play, and it's a very... Yeah. Like, I'm looking forward to it, because when we did it, myself and Katrina, it was Landmark, it was during the pandemic. So it was art imitating life, life imitating art. Yeah. And there was no audience. I mean, there was a virtual audience. So I'm really looking forward to doing it in front of live human beings that I could possibly go out and touch afterwards.
yes.
So be warned, audience members. I'll be coming around to lick your faces at the end.
Right. It'll be very different. But Beckett, I remember seeing Michael Gambon at the Gate playing Beckett, and you're kind of thinking, but again, it was brilliant. But he's from Cabra. He's one of our own.
He is. And the thing about Gambon is that he's puckish. He's mischief personified, isn't
Correct.
He? So he's a great Beckettian actor. I think we sort of forget, because there is a great intellect behind the words, that we assume therefore that it's as dry as anything, and it's not. Very smart people know that very smart things are inherently funny, and the thing about Happy Days is that it is a very, I mean, it's vaudeville, essentially. When Beckett finally got to do film, who's the one actor he wanted to work with? Buster Keaton. Do you know, like, he loved a fart joke. He loved a joke, full stop. And I'm not loathed to the odd gag myself.
No, so, well, listen, come here to me. You'll be buried up to your waist anyway. If any of that happens, no one will know. So there's always
Exactly. Exactly. No one sees what's going on underneath.
Nobody has a clue. Listen, isn't it quite incredible? When we think about Derry Girls, the huge success of that, and here you are doing the bit of Beckett very shortly, and also not afraid to do a little bit of Disney, and then to be on the telly, the programme you're doing on the television. It's extraordinary to think of the fact that you're on the telly with these lads and you're talking about pottery lads.
Yes, I know.
Where did the pottery come from?
Cork does it.
I know, but where
I have
did it come
no
from?
Idea. This is what I can gather. This is how I feel it happened.
Yes.
Myself and the girls did a episode of Bake Off for a charity program. And I had a nervous breakdown doing it, trying to make a trifle. And they went, oh, that woman who's having a nervous breakdown, she seems like the right person to host our pottery show. So they called me up and they said, would I be interested in hosting it? And it was, again, during lockdown.
Yeah.
And I was cocooning in my one-bed flat, going out of my mind.
Yes.
And I was told, we'll bring you up to the countryside in the Peak District. We will, you know, we'll cocoon you, we'll shield you. I'm like, yes, please. And it is the most wonderful job. It's a lovely, lovely job. I sort of call it my side hustle, you know?
Yes, I know.
I'm an actor and this is the pulling pints bit of the being an actor, know. You know, and it's the best pulling pie gig in the world, I can tell you.
But did you I read that you always wanted to be an actor. I get that, all right, and I understand that. But did you want to be a television presenter? I didn't see that.
No, you didn't.
To be flung into this, because an actor is given words, but they saw clearly in you an ability to emotionally connect with pottery. No, I'm only joking. That they saw in you somebody who could actually be yourself without a script and kind of go for it. I presume that's what they saw. In other words, a naturalness in you. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, they're very insistent that it's not presenting, it's hosting. And I quite like that differentiation, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And that and the way I sort of thought I could do it was by placing myself, I'm a telly fan, and as an audience member. So what if an audience would be wondering? I want to put myself in their shoes, and I'd ask the questions that I'd be asking as an audience member. But it's a really good question, Marcia, because I didn't know how to be a presenter. I didn't know what that role was. Yeah. And the idea of being myself is utterly terrifying. So I sort of, that's why I quite like doing the skits and the little little slapstick moments around it. But I love chatting to people, as you can tell.
But that's the ingredient. I have been presenting, I've been commentating on the Eurovision Song Contest for years, and I have always done it on the basis of a viewer, like I'm at home watching.
Yes.
And that's exactly what you're doing here. So it's a natural thing. I just think it's a very easy fit. There'll be the series now. There'll be if there was a DVD anymore, there'd be a DVD, and you'll have various. The Great Pottery Throwdown, you know, does Africa, does Portugal, and you could tour. You could tour tiles from all the nations. Think about it.
My God, that's what the world needs. That's what the world needs right now.
But isn't that what it is? It's about. It's also about being different and doing different things as opposed to just the one thing. Because that's what your area, if you think about it, is now. People do lots of things.
Yes, you're right. I think like even 10 years ago, I would have been told very firmly to stay in my lane.
Yes.
But there's an interest now in people doing more than one thing. You're sort of expected to have many strings to your bows. And the reason I wanted to be an actor when I was very small was to live as many lives as I could. And part of that is having as many experiences. And being a presenter is definitely a very positive and a very lovely and enjoyable experience. And I'm glad to have it.
And in this case, it's also about being yourself, which is, you know, isn't that a lovely thing? That people say, okay, she can be Sister Mary, she can be anything she wants, but she's actually herself. She's Siobhan. And here she is, and she's just being herself, and she's looking at pottery and having a laugh. I think that's just a testament to yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm going to play another tune because I want to. Let's play the Nuns Chorus for the laugh, will we? Because it's on Lyric, but I can't really not play a Nuns Chorus and have you on the line. Here it is. Here's the Nuns Chorus, just as a crack. That's a Nuns Chorus there from Johann Strauss, the second fella. Do you miss her? Do you miss her at all? Because she's given you...
No, I wake up with her every morning.
Well, there is that. There is that.
I wake up with her every morning and she's staring back in the mirror. I don't miss her. I must admit, like... I don't know if you heard, Marcia, but I won a BAFTA. And having
did you win a BAFTA?
I don't like to mention.
Well, you're
it.
Right
I don't like
not to,
mention
to bring it up because I obviously was going to. So I'm glad you didn't bring it up. Yes,
It felt like a really sort of a perfect send off for her, like a nice send off for that chapter, really. In a way, I feel that like everybody is sort of left in a nice place.
It is
they don't
a lovely
have the reality
thing.
of Yeah.
And where I think the BAFTA is one of the most beautiful looking awards. You know, you may see people win things and they're gick, but your award, BAFTA, is beautiful.
It is beautiful. And it's very heavy.
Is it?
It's very heavy.
So is
it's very heavy.
Yeah, go on.
It's a pretty much a doorstop. Yeah. I was surprised how heavy it was. I think it's so that people can't run off with it. But like, I was hearing that people were leaving theirs in kebab shops after the ceremony and everything. I'm like, I'm not surprised. I'd have left it in the loo. It was so heavy.
And where's yours?
Mine is looking at me right now on my windowsill to the piles of admin that I'm supposed to do.
Is it on the windowsill so neighbours can see it?
That's right. And I have a little light shining on it.
Oh, of course. That's right.
Yeah.
Like the candle in the Oris Nuchter on. You have it there.
And do you know, exactly. Yeah. Welcome to bring them home. And you know, like I'm doing Dancing a Lunatic at the moment and I brought it on set. I brought it on stage the day after winning and we put it in the set. There's a dresser, a beautiful old dresser in the kitchen of Dancing a Lunatic, and we put her in the drawers there. So every time we'd open to take out like
there she'd be.
Whatever we were taking, there she'd be grinning away at us.
Oh,
and it was lovely.
Actually,
a BAFTA in Ballybeg.
You speak of Dancing a Lunatic. You've won a BAFTA. Did you mention that? Oh, we did mention
that.
It may have crossed our conversation.
Actually, did I mention it? Do you know what? I'm so humble. I keep forgetting to mention it.
I know. But listen, but the fact that you've won did you keep the uniform, by the way? The habit?
I did not. I burnt that.
Burnt that.
That was in it. That bloody wimple. I mean, okay, I'm going to need to find an actual nun. Surely be to God I can find an actual nun. The amount of clips in my hair I had to have
of course.
To keep that bloody thing on.
That's of course.
I had three hair people every morning. Like, people top of their, like, trained hair and makeup people.
There are nuns listening to you filled with jealousy, which is a sin, by the way. And
No, what I'm saying is that I think they're up to mischief. They must have a whole makeup and wig department.
That's
they
right.
have a huge makeup department in every convent.
That's
because
right.
there's no way they're getting those wimples on very easily.
There's four fellas doing it. There's four fellas. Peter, Mark, Tony and Guy. They're all over the country dealing with these guys.
they're run ragged.
But hang on a second. Dancing at Luna said, but didn't you have an accident? Didn't you have a fall or something?
I did, yeah. A year and a half ago, I broke my leg. I broke my leg very, very badly.
Right.
Very badly. And I'm still, you know, I have to take painkillers before every show.
Flip, are you serious?
No, it was quite so being able to do this play, like it took me a while to agree to doing this play because I love the play so much, but it's a very physical part. And the way I wanted to play it is a very physical part.
Yeah.
But I've had so much support from the theatre and from physios and medical teams and everything. And I'm dragging my knobbly knees around that stage.
So
quite
come here. You're going to have to get that sorted, I presume, in time. Properly sorted.
I think, unfortunately, I think there's a limit to what the sort. I've been looked after very well.
Right, okay.
There's a limit to... to how sorted it can be. But, you know, look, I'm very lucky. It's still attached to me.
Well, there is that. It's handy to have. And just you just don't want to be on the tablets for forever and a day either, do you know? But anyway,
What can you do? No.
Listen, there won't be much dancing when you're up to your neck in anyway.
Up to my neck in the mound,
there
I know. But you know what? It's actually quite a physically demanding role as well because you wouldn't think it. You think that you're just standing there, but there's so much tension and everything in your body, like it does take it out of you. It really does, it's surprisingly.
I suppose you're right. The thing is, when the bell rings, you can always take it handier. Don't move too quickly.
Don't move too much.
Listen, you're in the Cork Opera House as part of the Cork Summer Festival. That's the 14th to the 17th of June. I'm sure nobody from Maharla will make their way out to that.
Well, do you know, the Opera House is quite big.
Yes.
So I'm putting on a load of buses from Arla. So we just need to fill up the houses.
That's a great idea.
Get on the bus.
Quickly. And obviously the three Olympia from the 21st to the 24th of June. It's going to be fabulous. I'm dying to see you. I hope that we can get a couple of tickets now if we can for Happy Days.
I'd love to go.
And Landmark, of course. We should mention Landmark Productions as well, and the fact that you're working with Anne Clark and all these people.
And yes, I mean, Anne, the saviour of Irish theatre. What a woman. She was very, very grateful to her incredible guiding hand, being able to mount this up again. And of course, we have Katrina McLaughlin, the artistic director of the Abbey, who wasn't the artistic director of the Abbey when we were rehearsing it in the middle of lockdown. So I'm so delighted she's able to do this, even though her demands in the Abbey, of course, are first and foremost. It's great. It's going to be great, and people need to come along. To see me show off.
Exactly, and I think that's the very essence of this.
I need to tell them that I won a BAFTA.
Well, will you bring? You could place it beside you.
I could actually. The curtain goes up. There's no me. It's just a BAFTA on a mound.
That's right. The ultimate theatrical moment. A BAFTA on a mound.
I think Beckett would approve. Beckett would definitely approve.
I think you could be right. Listen, I look forward to the day when you have your own pottery plates as giveaways with your face on it.
That'll be our next.
I'm just giving you ideas. We have to finish it. I was just thinking what we'd finish on. Edwin Hawkins, Oh Happy Day. How could you not play that?
Oh, fantastic. Happy Days. Very good.
For Happy Days. Nice. Listen, keep the faith, Siobhan. I really enjoyed our chat this morning. And I'm sorry the technology kind of beat us and we lost various bits and bobs. But surely we had the crack.
And we'll look forward to seeing you in person.
God bless you. Take care.
Bye bye now. Bye bye.
Take care.